and welcome to the Pop Papa Napcast. This is episode number 74, and I'm your host, TJ Deitch. Sorry about not having an episode up last week, but everything was kind of working against that happening. We went to visit Em's parents and came back on Monday, so that cut out a day. Tuesday, I tried to record, and Jack lost it several times due to some gas-related incidents, and so I am trying to get this done now while he's asleep and Lucy's watching Ratatouille. So we'll see how that goes. You might hear some background noise, the washer and dryer going because I have to do laundry, but I also really wanted to get the episode in the can and up. So because I didn't do one last week, this will probably be a little bit longer of an episode. So like I mentioned, we went to New Hampshire, not this past weekend, but the weekend before that. We left on Thursday and came back Monday. This was actually a pretty big trip for us because it was Jack's first trip longer than, say, 45 minutes in the car, and it was Lucy's first trip of that same length after being potty trained, and they actually both did really awesome. Lucy had a few times when she said she had to go potty but didn't really, but I think that's kind of like because we were like, hey, do you have to go potty? And she said yes, but she didn't really have to, but it wasn't a big deal. How you doing? You want to say hi?
Comeback Carl.
It's called the teaser. We're going to talk about Comeback Carl later, okay? I'm talking about when we went to visit Grammy and Papa.
We visited Grammy and Papa's house.
Yeah, we sure did. Was it fun?
Yeah.
And we went to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like playing in the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you play with there? Do you remember?
My sand toys!
You sure did.
But I didn't bring the big sandbox.
No, not to the beach.
I did bring the shovel.
Oh, right. We have a surprise guest, Lucy Deitch. Yay!
My name is Lucy Comeback Carl.
It's Lucy Comeback Carl.
My name is Lucy, and he's that Comeback Carl.
Oh, I thought I was Daddy.
Let's just come back. Carl Daddy.
Comeback Carl Daddy. I can get behind that. So I was just saying that we went to New Hampshire. You did really well in the car. What did you watch? Do you remember? Plastic Man?
Plastic Man!
And Meet the Robinsons?
Yeah!
You love that movie in the car, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty scary.
Oh, it's pretty scary. Yeah, it does get scary at the end there, doesn't it? Uh-huh. So we went to Grammy and Papa's house. I worked Thursday morning. I got all the stuff done that I needed to. We left. The ride was fine. We got there. You got to play with some new toys. That pink car that you have now. That's pretty cool. And we had some good food. We went and got burritos. And then the next day, I worked again in the morning. And that went pretty well. I did my morning post and my toy column. We went to the flea market on Saturday. And we saw Bridget and Brian, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. And we went down to the beach like we talked about. And then Monday, I did some more work. And we drove back after having lunch with Grammy and Papa. And it was a lot of fun. We also had dinner to celebrate Papa's birthday, remember? The spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty tasty, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. So the day that we came back,
Comeback Carl Daddy is the comeback... Comeback Carl toy.
Right. We'll get to more of that in a little bit, okay? Awesome.
My name is Lucy, and his name is Daddy. Mm-hmm. Comeback Carl Daddy. Daddy.
I'm going to have to rebrand the show now.
Comeback Carl
Daddy. Hello, this is Pop Papa Napcast with your host, Comeback Carl Daddy.
Comeback Carl Dewey.
Dewey? What?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So we came back.
Comeback Carl Dewey.
Dewey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Comeback Carl Dewey Daddy.
Okay. Good job. So we came back. Monday, unfortunately, I had some
work. Me. My name is Lucy, and his name is Comeback Carl.
Okay, sweetie.
Dad.
Just stand for a second.
Your name is Comeback Carl Joker.
Jeez.
Hey.
Wow. Okay, can Daddy talk for a second?
Okay.
So we came back. I had a little bit of work-related stress while driving, which I always hate because, you know, you're trying to concentrate, get your family home safe and sound. Luckily, they napped and there were no potty problems or anything like that. But this work thing, it's frustrating because, you know, when you're trying to do a job like I do, which is kind of like here and there, and not super consistent all the time, you worry that, like, when you're focusing more on the job, you're neglecting the kids. And that's no good. So, or vice versa, you're spending a lot of time with kids and neglecting the job. So it's a little tricky. I guess that's just the plight of the work from home dad. But we did get home, took care of everything. My dad came home, we got some pizza, and got to relax a little bit. So that was good. Of course, speaking of that, Grandpa has been here for, this is his third week. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It's been going pretty well. So he's been working here for
dad,
3 weeks.
Can I draw, please?
Sure. He's been working here for 3 weeks, and he's come over for dinner almost every night. Obviously, we were gone. It was just timing-wise, it worked out so that we left his first weekend here, but he kind of came over here and fed the cat and took care of a couple other things. And then this past week, he came over almost every day for dinner, and it's been neat. You know, I mentioned last week, it's kind of surreal knowing that, like, my dad's in town because it's been so long since that's been a thing that happens. And there was actually one day last week where he really helped out more so than normal. We came back from New Hampshire, and that night, I just got one of those colds that I get. They hit like crazy, like, boom. Really bad congestion, all that kind of stuff. And then Jack happened to be having a really bad day on Tuesday as well. Usually I shop for groceries on Sunday. That didn't work out. Monday didn't work out. I try to go alone, so I was contemplating going by myself on Wednesday when my dad kind of called up to see how things were going. Jack was screaming his tiny head off, and he offered to come by and watch the kids for a little bit so I could run over to the grocery store, which was super nice. And it's one of those things I really have to kind of get used to, being able to rely on people, you know, kind of during the day. I mean, he's here now kind of back and forth. My mom will be here much more consistently around because she's not planning on working right away when she moves out here. Bless you.
Yeah, I said, achoo! Dad, here's some peanuts.
That's okay.
And this finger, here's more. It's good.
Cool. So it's just, it's just been neat having him around and knowing that, you know, my mom's going to be around too, and we're just going to have a lot of extra people in our lives that can help out. Not that our friends aren't available, but I mean, it was, you know, Wednesday at noon. So it's not the kind of thing that your friends who are also working and have their own kids and their own lives.
The way you're talking to?
I'm talking about podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Can just stop.
It's my turn.
Hold on. Can just stop and come over.
Stop and come over.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you like when Grandpa came over during the week last week?
Yeah.
That was neat. And Daddy was able to get food because we didn't have any. That stunk. Tuesday was rough because we didn't have a lot of food. And Daddy was sick. And Jackie was super mad. Jackie actually had a really bad week.
You're not sick now.
No, I'm all better now. Although I'm sniffling. I don't know why. Probably because it's dusty. But Jackie had a really angry week last week, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets these really bad gas bubbles or whatever. Or it's teething, we're not quite sure.
Dad, I need to talk to you.
Okay, what's up?
It was a prickly porcupine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's prickly mom and dad.
Oh my. That's crazy.
Call back Carl Daddy Konoko.
Okay.
Or call back Carl Daddy. Toy Joker.
You're crazy.
Oh, he's kidding.
I know, it's funny.
Yeah.
So this week has been much better. It's only Monday.
It's my turn. We stop forever. We stop. We stopped for an hour. We stopped for an hour. And my name's Yusi.
I think they know by now.
And his name is Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy. So we had a really bad week. Tuesday was the worst. He just would not settle down. He wouldn't take a nap. Hence, no episode, really. I wanted to do it then. I even started recording and tried to, like, kind of jiggle him while standing. And it just did not work. That episode, I completely have deleted it because it was so bad. I got about 20 to 30 minutes of runtime, maybe 20. But but there's probably only about 5 minutes of usable stuff. I just figured I'd cut it all, take some notes, and then kind of incorporate all that stuff into this episode, which seems to be working out better. Plus, I wasn't in the best mood, and, you know, when you're in a bad mood, the podcasts seem way more down than need be. But he's having these gas pains. They make him super mad, and there's just nothing you can do. I tried giving him the gas relief medicine. I tried, you know, patting him on the back. I tried jiggling him around. Nothing seems to work. Over the weekend, my dad and Em discovered that walking him outside can kind of take the edge off a little bit. But that's not super easy, especially with two kids around. So we'll see if that comes up. He did have a freak out today after having an over 2 hour nap in the morning, which allowed me to get all my work stuff done and most of my photo diaries. He just had this screaming fit after having a bottle for a while, probably 15, 20 minutes of just rage screaming. And then eventually he fell back asleep and is out right now, though I don't know how long it'll last, so I'm just going to keep on going. After Tuesday, you know, every day was still bad, but less bad. Thursday, Em came home for a dentist appointment, so she was in the house, was able to nurse him, and he fell asleep, and then she went to her appointment and came back. And then Friday, she got out early because she flexed because we had our septic inspection. Now, this was the thing that we were really waiting on. Something I didn't mention because I didn't record last week is that while we were in New Hampshire, I got a call from our realtor, and she had some information finally. It seemed like we had kind of hit a roadblock, and I wasn't sure what was happening with anything. I knew we were waiting on a septic thing, and the electrical problems needed to be addressed and all that kind of stuff, so I didn't really know where we were at, but I got a call from her saying, I talked to the sellers and their realtor. They want to fix the panel, which is great, because the panel, like I said before, it's not bad, but it's the kind of panel that can go bad very easily. And then they're also going to do the outlets, just because once you already have the electrician there, it's not a difficult thing. They just need to put in the three prongers with the red and black buttons. I think that's all it is. And then the other thing that they were going to do was put in the radon system, which we had gotten a report back saying that the radon was too high. It was about twice the normal allotment that you're supposed to have. And everybody was like, don't worry about it. You just need to put this thing in. It's because it's an old house and you'll be good to go. So they're paying for those two things. They asked, since they were taking care of that, if we could do the septic clean out, which at first it was kind of like, it's their, you know, waste. Do we really need to take care of it? But on the other hand, it's not like we were actually doing it. You know, you call a guy, they come out with the truck, and they suck it out. Basically, septic, I didn't know any of this, so, you know, if you already know this, sorry to repeat information you already know. But it's basically just a big tank in your yard. In our case, it's in the backyard. And it, when you flush the toilet or put anything down the sink or the bathtub, it goes into this tank, and it needs to be emptied out every couple of years. So we weren't super excited about that, but in the long run, cost-wise especially, it turned out to make more sense for us to do that because it cost a couple $100 to do that, whereas they were spending about $3,000 with the other things. So we went on Friday. We got the septic tank cleaned out. They also did an inspection because we wanted to make sure it was in good condition, because that's the kind of thing that can really cost a lot of...
Me and Grammy cleaned the fish's tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a different kind of tank, but yeah, same idea. You got to make sure it's clean so everything can keep working right. So they cleaned it out. The inspection was fine. It's only like a 10-year-old tank, I think, which is great. Plus, it's made out of concrete, I believe, which is a good substance to be made out of. There's certain kinds that wind up collapsing, and they're no good. So all that's great. But the best news about it being solid is that now we can move to contract. Our realtor told the other realtor, he's contacting the lawyer. They make up the contract, and then we sign it. And then we will hopefully be under contract this week. This will go up Wednesday. It's Monday as I'm recording this. I haven't heard anything yet. But hopefully we will be getting that officially under contract this week. Unfortunately, it's still going to take about 4 to 6 weeks after that, apparently, to get the whole thing figured out. We've got to get the title search and a few other things. I'm not really sure what makes it take that long. And that's not good for three reasons. First, it means that my dad's in a hotel that whole time, because as soon as we take possession, he's going to move into the place. Second, it means it's even longer until my mom can move out. Obviously, they miss each other because they're used to being around each other and they haven't been for quite a while. And three, it means that it's longer before we can actually get in there and start painting or doing whatever we want to do inside. So all of that is in the works, in the process. It's just going to take a little bit longer than I think we were looking at or wanted to. Obviously, I'd like to get in as soon as possible, get all this friggin' paint up and just get inside. But, you know, we'll see how it all works out. My dad also was able to swing by and check the place out, and he really liked it. He'd been outside the first full day he was here. We went over after dinner and he got to see the outside. He liked it then, and then now he got to see the inside. We've got a pretty good idea of what we want to do as far as painting, kind of. I mean, it's really dark in there right now, so we want to lighten it up either by priming it or taking the paneling off the walls just to see what we're working with. And then from there, we will kind of get it done as soon as possible because we've got to move everything out of here, everything out of our storage unit. And we can only do that really after we paint because there's just so much stuff. And one of the problems we had when we moved into the condo is that we had to do everything right away. We had to get out of our old place and get into our new place on, like, the same day. Like, the day we closed, we moved, and that was the last day we could be in our old apartment. So it was pretty crazy. This will give us a little bit more time to paint everything right away and figure out, you know, kind of what we're doing, what we're dealing with, and what we need after that. So that's all been going pretty well. As far as selling this condo goes, we're also very close to that. My parents have to do a little bit of paperwork. The title search, I believe, is still going. And then hopefully we will sign and close in 2 weeks if everything works out. And that should not be a problem. So that's all moving along quite well. So anyway, in addition to house stuff, this weekend we also had some fun. On Saturday, we went to New Windsor Community Days. New Windsor is the town we live in. Community Days is a free function that they put on every year. We've only been the last 2 years because of various trips and whatnot, but we went this year, and they had a variety of, not necessarily rides, they do have like one merry-go-round, and then they have just other things that you can do for kids. There's a bunch of bounce houses. There was two bounce castles. You went in the bounce castles. Did you like those? Right, that big one was really tall. So some of these are like, they inflate way up and you kind of go through a little obstacle course and then you climb up this like ladder thing and then you go down a slide. They had one that was pretty big and then they had one that was really big. And Lucy did the pretty big one and she did awesome. But the big one was really big. I don't even know if I would have done it.
I go in the yellow one and the crayon one.
The crayon one was pretty cool. That was a cool bounce castle, huh? And then you also went up.
The other crayon castle was for big kids.
Uh-huh, and you did that one real well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you also did the tumble bus. Mm-hmm. You really like that, huh?
Yeah, it has a trampoline, and it has a slide.
Uh-huh.
And it has a, I don't know what that blue thing is called.
Big circle?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is either. It's kind of like a big tire that you got to sit in the middle of. And then the man spun you around, pushing you around. It was pretty neat.
Yeah.
So tumble bus is literally a old school bus that they cleared out all the seats and put in fun toys and gymnastics type equipment. And you can like rent it for various occasions like birthday parties or community days and whatnot. So it was really neat. Lucy really dug it. We think it might be a good potential.
It has a climb up thing.
Yeah. And she goes, I like buses. And I go, well, kid, not all buses are that fun, huh?
Yeah.
That one was pretty fun.
There's two buses at the fair.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's true. And then, so we went home and you got to take a nap. And then what did we do when we went back? What did we see?
We see ones.
Fireworks.
Fireworks!
Yeah.
And we see Abby and Zoe.
Yeah, we got to see Lucy's friends, Abby and Zoe, and their mommy and daddy. And we got to watch fireworks, and they were pretty good, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But
I was scared.
It was a little scary. Some of those were really loud. I don't know if I've ever heard fireworks that loud before.
When you were a kid?
Ever in my whole life. They were super duper loud.
Yeah. These are his clothes.
Yeah. So it took us a while to get out of there, but after that we came home. Saturday was my wake up day early. Lucy got up at 5:30, which was crazy. She I was able to get her to lay down in bed, our bed, for like another half hour or so, and then I was up with them. So I was a little cranky during community day. I probably honestly would have been cranky anyway. It's not really my scene, but you know, she had fun and it was a good time, I guess. On Sunday, I got to sleep in. I almost slept in until 10, which was awesome. And my dad came over. We went and got some lunch. Then we came back. We watched a little bit of the Lego movie. And then people took naps. You took a nap. And Grandpa took a nap. And Jack took a nap. And Daddy got the menu together and ran over to the grocery store. And by the time I got back, everybody but Lucy was up. And we decided to do dinner and then go over to the park after dinner. Did you have fun at the park yesterday?
Uh-huh.
We played basketball. Uh-huh. You met a new friend.
Uh-huh. His name is Dory.
Dory, yeah. And you guys, what was that thing you guys were collecting from the tree?
Acorns!
Yeah, you guys got a lot of acorns, huh?
Uh-huh.
All kinds.
Huh. Can I sit down?
Sure.
Can you talk to me something?
Sure. So after that, we came back home, and we watched the Lego movie. Did you like the Lego movie?
It was scary.
It was a little scary, but it was also neat, huh? Uh-huh. I liked Emmett, the main guy, and Wild Style. She was cool.
I like Wild Style.
Uh-huh. And who else was in it? Batman.
Batman!
We love Batman.
Loves Batman now.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody loves Batman.
Everybody, Grandma loves Wild Style.
You think so?
Yeah, Wild Probably. Style is pretty cool.
Super cool, I think. Super duper cool. I like her hoodie.
Yeah. And she has your costumes.
Yeah, they do. So this actually kind of segues perfectly into TV time, and I was going to talk about Toy Story of Terror, which you've been mentioning when you say Combat Carl every time. We watch that movie a lot now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little scary, right?
Yeah.
But it's also funny.
Yeah.
Do you like all the new characters?
They were kind of scary.
Well, the good ones, there's Combat Carl, and there's Lego Bunny.
I love Lego Bunny.
Me too. I love how it changes from a bunny into stairs.
Yeah.
That's cool. I wish I could do that.
Yeah. I wish you could do that.
So we watch that a lot now. We actually got that. Daddy got that to review. I wrote about it on poppapa.com. It was one of the only things that went up last week, but I think it is a really awesome, solid purchase if your kids are Toy Story fans, because it's they'll want to watch it a ton, and it's something that you can add to the rotation.
It has a big robot.
Transitron.
What's the robot's name?
Transitron.
And he turns you off the different cars.
Yeah, he breaks down into littler cars and they go away. That was neat.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. He goes away.
Mm-hmm. But he helped Jesse first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of cool little extras if you're a toy fan or even just a child of the 80s or whatever.
Talk to me something.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember the little commercials, too?
Uh-huh.
There's the old-timer one. That one's fun.
Uh-huh.
And there's the Combat Carl one where he talks about germs. That's just like an old G.I. Joe PSA. Uh-huh. And then there's, what's the other one? Transitron. The commercial. Remember? Where he fights the big monster?
Yeah.
Those are sweet.
Yeah.
So those are little bonus things that are on the movie. So after we watch Toy Story of Terror, then we watch the commercials, and then we also watch the Toy Story Toons, which are the shorts. You've got the Hawaiian Vacation one. I think it's called Hawaiian Dream, maybe. You've got Small Fry. That's the one where the guy comes home from the McDonald's type store. And then you have, what's the other one? Partysaurus Rex, my favorite.
That's my favorite, too.
Awesome. So, for some reason, you can't hit play all on the tunes, which is a little annoying. You got to go through and hit play on every single one. But each one has commentary.
Can you talk to me something?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Can you talk to me?
Sure. Oh, what's the other thing you like to watch on the Toy Story movie?
I don't know.
The Boys and Girls.
And here's Combat Carl Jr. There's Combat Carl Jr. in Toy Story 3.
Yep, Toy Story of Terror. So, there's that part where it's a making of feature. It's called a Band of Specialists, I believe. And what do you call it? Boys and Girls Make the Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can Return the Movie.
Can Return the Movie. So, that is a making of feature that, you know, I accidentally turned on. And now it's part of the regular rotation.
They show us the rubber bats.
Yes, they show all kinds of stuff about how they made it. And they show that lizard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The lizard was pretty cool.
The lizard was cool. And they showed you how they make all the sound effects.
And they showed me Jesse and Potato Head.
Mm-hmm. So that was really neat.
And they show us Lego Bunny.
Lego Bunny, yeah. He made a real Lego Bunny.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think people should get the Toy Story of Terror Blu-ray?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
No, they want to watch it.
Yeah, so they should buy it so they can watch it.
Grandma likes to see it.
Grandma would probably like to see it. We watched it with Grandpa. He was a little scared by it, actually.
Yeah.
But we comforted him. He was okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about some other shows that you've been watching lately?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Pinky Dinky Doo?
Pinky Dinky Doo wasn't working.
Not today. Our Netflix was being a little funky, which is why we're watching the DVD of Ratatouille. But you have been watching Pinky Dinky Doo, and I think you like it, right?
Grandpa likes Pinky Dinky Doo.
What's it about?
It has Tyler.
Tyler, that's her brother. So usually, Pinky has a problem, or Tyler has a problem, and then they sing a song and go to the story box, and inside she draws a picture about something going on in Great Big City, and then she tells a story that's supposed to help with whatever problem they were having. And they've got a guinea pig who pops in and plays a trumpet every time they say the word of the day.
And he has a mic. And he has a glass.
Cool. Right. So yeah, you like Pinky Dinky Doo, huh? We've watched the entire thing once, maybe twice already. And it's a fun little show. And then what's the other one we've been watching a lot? Harry?
Uh-huh.
What's that one called?
Called a different Harry.
Harry and what? I don't remember.
His bucket full of dinosaurs.
That's right. Harry and his bucket full of dinosaurs. Now, that's about a little boy named Harry, and as you might expect, he has a bucket full of dinosaurs who talk to him.
And he has Terrence.
Mm-hmm.
Can you call his dinosaur named Terrence?
Can I call? Hey, Harry. That one?
No.
Oh, I don't
know. Terrence.
Terrence? I don't know the names like you do. You're a lot more up on this stuff. So he's got a bunch of dinosaur friends who talk to him, and then when he encounters a problem, he doesn't go to a story box. He jumps into a bucket and goes to Dino Land.
Dino World,
of course. And there he experiences crazy stuff. They're both Canadian, I believe. And they are both on Netflix Instant, which is where we found them. And they're very handy for watching. It's been a lot of fun kind of finding new stuff.
And here's the nighttime one. He has a bad dream when the monster was chasing him.
Right, that makes sense. That big purple pink monster?
No, the red one.
Red monster, right, sorry.
It has scary fur.
Arr.
And it has a ferocious roar.
A ferocious roar? Very good. So both of those are pretty good. They're not too offensive to parents, I don't think. They are very formulaic. I think you could time Pinky Dinky Doo, and every single time they start singing that theme song at the same time every episode. But they're still pretty neat little shows, and Lucy seems to like them.
A guinea pig doesn't sing the song, too.
No, he just plays, like, the trumpet.
No, he just only dance.
Right.
He just jump and shake his bum bum.
Yep, yep, just like Lucy.
Yeah.
You want to do a What's New with Lou? That's you.
That's you.
What's New with Lou? What's new, Lou?
Lucy.
Lucy, right. You know, it rhymes better.
Do you call me a Yu-Yu?
Lulu. So Lucy has been a great big sister for Jackie.
Dad,
even when he's screamy.
What? Dad, can I watch... Can I read Yu-Yu the Ladybug?
Yeah, in a little bit. How about we finish the episode and then we'll do that?
I don't want to watch the end of the episode.
Okay, why don't you go watch the end of Ratatouille?
Okay.
Okay, so Lucy decided to go hang out and finish Ratatouille, and I figured I would get into What's New with Lou. I think she's been doing a great job as a big sister. She does her best to kind of comfort Jack when he's having a bad day. We bounce him in his bouncy seat, and sometimes she'll kind of slide under and put her feet back and kind of jiggle him that way so they can both watch TV. It's been great, and she's been doing awesome. She's been doing awesome with potty training. You know, things happen, but no big deal. And overall, she's been pretty helpful. Sometimes she gets a little crazy when Jack is freaking out. Pretty much anything feels like it's being crazy at that point. So it's not really her fault. I think she's just reacting. I do feel bad for her because it does seem like sometimes she gets really upset when he's super upset. But I think that's just because she's an awesome, empathetic little dudette. At the playground, she met a bunch of kids and ran around with them. And she's doing so well with all that stuff. And I think school starts in a couple weeks, so she's getting close to that. She's looking forward to her friend's birthday party, and generally speaking, is doing pretty awesome. I don't really have a good name for Jack updates, maybe Jack Attack. We'll kind of see if that works, but he's been doing pretty good when he's not screaming and having super gas pains. By the way, if you also had a baby with bad gas pains and found anything that worked, please let me know. I am at this point willing to try anything because I'm concerned that this kid is not only not having a good day-to-day life when he's freaking out like that, but, you know, I remember Em telling me about certain hormones and chemicals that are released in your brain when you're screaming like that, and it just can't be good for him because, you know, part of it was like scream it out or whatever the heck, you know, when you just put a kid in a bed and let him scream until they fall asleep doesn't work for kids of a certain age, up to a certain age, because it's just releasing all these bad chemicals in them. So I'm really kind of concerned about that. I probably should do a little bit more research before I talk about this stuff, but if anybody knows any more, let me know. It's just one of those things where, like, there's no way he can be comfortable or happy, but he does seem to kind of get over it very quickly, which maybe is something that he gets from me, because I'll get super angry, super upset, and then when things kind of calm down, I'm okay, and I'm kind of over it, which doesn't always work out for the people around me, especially if I've been kind of a jerk. But anyway, when he's not screaming, he kind of wants to sit up a lot. We've been trying to kind of pull him up with his hands. His arms and hands aren't super strong yet, unless he's kind of punching you in the throat while you're trying to help him out. But his legs are getting very strong, and he seems just overall pretty ready to kind of move around. So if we can get him to do a little bit of tummy time, we might actually be able to have a mobile kid soon, which I say, but probably isn't a good thing. Look at you, kiddo.
I'm a turtle.
So with all that stuff going on with him, like his core is building up, all that kind of stuff, I think he'll really like one of those stand-up bouncies.
Homie, here's a monster coming.
No monster.
There is a baby monster coming.
A baby monster? Is it Jack? He's being good right now. He's sleeping.
But he's a monster.
Oh, that's not nice. Sometimes he does sound like one when he screams, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think he likes hanging out with us?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Oh.
You don't think so either?
Yeah, I don't know. He seems mad a lot. But I think it's just his tummy.
It's just his tummy?
I hope so. I mean, otherwise, he just doesn't like me.
Going in the pod.
Okay. She's playing with her Star Girl action figure on a toy potty from one of our houses, if you are curious. I do think there is a hierarchy as far as Jack is concerned, and
Dad,
it goes.
I want to play with my dollhouse.
Okay. So like I was saying, I do think there is a hierarchy when it comes to who Jack likes best. I think number one is Mommy, mostly because she supplies the milk. Number two is Lucy, although I think Lucy is poised to make the number one spot quite easily. And then there's Grandpa, and then there's the ceiling fan, and then there's me. I just cannot seem to calm this kid down. I mean, he smiles and he... I'm mostly joking. When he's in a really bad mood, it doesn't seem like I can do anything to fix it. When he's not... He's actually a very good baby, and I like hanging out with him, and he gets lots of awesome smiles that you will see in the photo diaries as this week goes on. There will be two a day, because I didn't do any last week, but they're all set. I got them all done before I did this, and so hopefully you will see, even though I'm complaining in a lot of them, he's actually a cute kid most of the time. And there are a couple interesting things that we've noticed about him being similar to Lucy. One is that they like being in the car. They like moving, all that makes sense. But then when the car stops, freak out time. She did it, and he does it too. He just doesn't like stopping, I think. It was one of the problems that we discovered when we went to New Hampshire, is that I realized he wasn't napping very well, and it's because we didn't have anything to put him in aside from like a beanbag chair, which worked out fine for naps, but he wasn't napping as long. And I realized that it's because he's used to the swing. He's used to moving, and so even if he kind of wakes up a little bit, the swing kind of puts him back to sleep. But if he's just sitting there on something stationary, it doesn't work. So I don't know how we're going to do that or fix it. It might just make sense to take the bouncy seat, and then when he starts waking up, kind of jiggle him a little bit, and then see if he goes out. But it is something that I noticed and will hopefully remember for next time we go on any kind of trip. The other thing that he does, it's just like his sister, and I think I did a photo diary of this a couple weeks back, is that they both sleep with like one arm curled above their head. And that's funny because I do that too. There's also photos of Lucy sleeping with like one leg popped up on her knee. I used to do that as well. So there is some funny stuff of like, I don't know, I guess that's genetic because there's no way Jack would have learned it. All right, so I do think that stuff's interesting, how they're similar and similar to me, and I'm sure they will pop up with other random things that reflect Emily and I as we go on that we won't even know. I also want to do a quick book nook. This actually isn't about a book that I've read to Lucy, but one that I think is good for parents of girls to read in general. It's called Tomboy. It's by Liz Prince. It's actually a graphic novel. These are kind of called diary comics or autobiographical comics. Liz Prince is known for this, although this is the first work of hers that I have read. I got an email from the publisher Zest Books asking if I was interested in reading it. It was called Tomboy, and I automatically said yes, saying that I would be very interested in checking it out, both for like just my comic reading stuff on United Monkey and for the kind of insight that it might give for a father of a daughter. Now, basically, she started off as a tomboy and always felt that way all the way through until now. She's 31, same age as me, which is something that will come back in a moment. So she, you know, dressed quote-unquote like a boy, wore jeans and a blazer and all this stuff, moved around, made different friends, eventually found some girls that were like her that didn't want to be girls. And one of the themes that they kind of all seem to have was that they just didn't like girls in general. And then eventually they discovered that it's not necessarily being against girls, but it's being against the stereotypes and the social parameters that are kind of put on girls. She kind of meets like a mentor type person, and she says something along those lines like, you don't dislike girls, you dislike what people say girls should be. And I thought that was really interesting, and it's something that, you know, listeners of the podcast and photo diary readers will know that I've been kind of thinking a lot about ever since I knew that we were having a girl. Now, Lucy's awesome. She is super well balanced, and you know, we try to encourage her to want to do whatever she wants. So she'll run around in a princess dress, but she'll be carrying my lightsaber. She'll wear sparkly light up princess shoes, but she'll want to shoot hoops. I mean, none of these things in my mind should be categorized as boy and girl, but they are by society. So I'm hoping that I can raise her to just be cool with doing whatever she wants. Of course, you can only raise them so much before they get to a point where they're with other kids, and those other kids start having influence as well. For me, I never wanted to be made fun of or be even known by a lot of people growing up. So I would just kind of do my best to fly under the radar, not really saying a lot of stuff. I mean, I had my friends, and I would joke around with them and have a great time with them, and I'm still friends with a lot of them. But in the general way, I did my best to just kind of keep my head down and go. You know, I didn't talk about comics. I didn't really talk about music too much, although music was definitely more of an acceptable thing to talk about. And of course, like movies and stuff are always, you know, things you can talk about. This book, I do recommend checking out. For one thing, it's a really good piece of autobiographical comic book literature. And I think it's an interesting journey for this one person. Sorry, as I was talking about all this, Lucy asked me to help her play the Palace Pets Disney game, which involves dressing up pets in various jewelry and costumes and cleaning them. So Jack kind of goes back to what I was talking about. I do recommend this book. It's a good piece of autobiographical comics, but it's also a good kind of journey for this character, this real person who is a character in the book, obviously, from kind of not understanding why she felt different, to having a good idea of it, to being ridiculed for it, and to eventually getting to a place where she was comfortable with it. And I just think it's important. You know, one of the big things for me was initially I was like, she doesn't need to like princesses. And I was like, wait a minute. If she likes princesses, she likes princesses. These things are presented to children for children, and it's fine if they like them. Same thing with superheroes or anything else. I mean, I love that she's as well balanced as she is, but if she wasn't, it would still be fine. It's just one of those things that you got to kind of let them figure out what they like and what they want and kind of present them with various options as you go, because little girls and little boys might not necessarily be presented with the things that don't necessarily fit into, you know, what's aimed at them societally. So, like, with Lucy, I kind of introduced her to superheroes, and she's into those, and, you know, with Jack, he'll obviously be exposed to all kinds of princess and girlier stuff just because of his bigger sister. So, even that, I hate that I just said girlier. I wish these terms were not gender-based. I wish it was just, like, pinky stuff, and pink didn't necessarily mean girl, it just means things that are pink. I don't know. There's no way to really change this aside from like long-term societal changes, which, you know, probably aren't happening anytime soon. But it is the kind of thing that I think about. This book, Tomboy by Liz Prince, really helped me kind of put things into place. Plus, you know, this isn't like a downer thing. This isn't a manifesto of any kind. It's just one person's experience. But the cool thing is if you're like me and you're 31, like her, there's a lot that you can relate to. She talks about Ghostbusters toys and growing up and being into Green Day and all this kind of stuff that, like, if you're in the same generation, there's a lot that you can be like, oh yeah, I was totally into that. So, like, she had me as soon as she said Ghostbusters, which was pretty early on. Plus, I was already interested in the story, obviously. But it's just a really interesting book. It's not like a super downer, sad thing. It's just, hey, this is how it was, and this is how I am now, and this worked out. Things got bad, things were good, there were ups, there were downs. It's a balanced, realistic look at how life can be good and bad, and then you can eventually get to a place where you're cool with who you are and go from there. And I think that is something that parents should read. I think it's a little adult for her right now, because there's some really mean stuff that happens to her, and there's, you know, a little bit of profanity in there. Just kind of coming-of-age stuff. When she's older, maybe teen years, if she's interested, I would definitely hand this to her. So if you have a kid that's a little bit older, well, a lot bit older, I guess 10 years older in this case, it might be something that they could also check out. So the Tomboy by Liz Prince gets the Pop Papa seal of approval. I didn't even know I was going to do that this week, but boom, there it is. Give it a read. Check it out. I'll have a link on the website if you want to look at it through Amazon. Pick it up yourself and give it a read, because I do think it is definitely worth the while. All right, this might actually be the longest episode I've ever done. I appreciate my co-host Lucy Deitch coming in and doing her thing with me. I hope it doesn't blow out your eardrums. I am not listening to this as I record, so we'll see. I might be able to pop the volume down if that is the case. But for this episode, I am TJ Deitch, your host. If you want to check out the show notes for this episode, go to poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. If you want to check out my pop culture musings, head on over to United Monkey. That's monkee.com. I have a food blog called Monkeying Around the Kitchen. all one word, no spaces.com. I am on Twitter at PapaDeitch. That's PoppaDeitsch. And if you do enjoy the show, head on over to iTunes, give me some stars, and leave a review, and that would be awesome. Plus, if you have any questions or comments, you can hit me up on Twitter or on the website in the comment section for the episode. If there's something you're curious about or you want me to talk about on the show, if you have any ideas whatsoever, please hit me up there, either of those places, and I will do my best to respond. And I think that's going to be it. So have a good week.